The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago, Friday, July 1st. It was cloudy. I was working the early morning shift. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes from the Chicago Police Department. He wrote the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. More than 3 million people live here. When they get hungry, we go to work. Lieutenant, happy holiday weekend to you.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure it'll be a happy holiday weekend for somebody.
Yeah, you have to keep the peace, I know.
You know, somebody asked me what it was like behind the scenes here, coming into the studio, and I said, just watch the opening minutes of Ron Burgundy, Anchorman, you know?
Yeah, it's the right? Same.
Yeah, same thing.
That's pretty much it. I'm very intrigued by the place you investigated for us this week.
Well, I always try to come up with some theme. So when I started off, it was it's Independence Day, you know, and everybody's going to be out looking at government-sanctioned fireworks, you know, either downtown or Rosemont or up in Maine West, where I go, Maine East, I think.
I'm glad you dropped that in, government-sanctioned.
Government, yeah, mm-hmm. Please don't blow your hands off. Mm-hmm. So what I try to do is, you know, I try to go with the American favorites, apple pie and gyros. I was going there to get hot dogs, but then I went to Mickey's Gyros and Ribs at 525 Harlem in Oak Park. And like I said, I started there for hot dogs, but they have such a huge menu at Mickey's that I ended up trying some other stuff and went back there a couple times.
Did they tell you to say it, gyros? Did Anna DeVlantis correct you yet?
Not yet, but I have been corrected by that in the past. But yeah. Well, I don't say gyro.
At least. You know what? You can't have too many good gyros places. That's right. What I say.
That's right. And Mickey's, now when you go in there, the front counter is kind of cramped when you're ordering. Their dining room is pretty good. But the owner is the one taking your order, and he's a very talkative fellow. And so he'll sit there and you know, you have a good conversation while you're waiting for your food to get done.
Like the owner of any good hot dog stand.
Yeah. You know, that's the best thing about these small places. You know, you're not going to... The guy from Millennia is not going to come in and say hello to you as you're seated.
You know what? You like places like Cheers. You know everybody. They know you. Right. Everybody knows everybody.
And if they don't know you, they want to get to know you so you can come back.
I hope.
First of all, they have burgers. I just wanted to mention the burgers because they're pretty good. They don't seem like the frozen patties. They seem fresh, which I always like to mention when I go to a burger place.
Makes a difference.
Yeah. I mean, there's as good as Five Guys at Mickey's, and you can get a double or triple, whatever you want on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the gyros is very good, very fresh. I don't know. Okay, there are some places that seem to... I know there's a homemade place up by my house where they actually make the gyros in-house. I don't know if they do that at Mickey's, but it seemed fresher than a lot of other places you go to. And by that, I mean... Or maybe it's just they don't cook it quite as well done.
It's moist, it's juicy.
Yeah, very juicy, very moist. You know, you can get the sandwich or the extra plate or the big giant sandwich, which I didn't order.
That'll fill you up.
Yeah.
Good pita bread.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, fresh pita bread.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have rib tips. They have ribs, but they have rib tips. And rib tips are... everybody always asks me what rib tips are. And when chefs are preparing the ribs, they cut off the ends to square off a normal slab of ribs.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a Kansas City cut. And so these rib tips have become popular. I mean, they've been popular for a long time, especially on the west side. I mean, I used to eat rib tips in 15th District 25 years ago.
Where is that?
It's Austin.
Uh-huh.
There's a couple of barbecue places there.
Mm-hmm.
But they're becoming more popular in other areas, mm-hmm. too. And so it's like little pieces of ribs. And instead of the bone, you get like cartilage. So it's easier to eat. And there's, you know, they put them on a bunch of, with all the barbecue sauce and on bread, soaking it up.
Yeah, don't eat it in the car. Don't eat it while you're driving.
No. Especially not if you're wearing a white shirt.
So they have a big menu there, huh?
They have a huge menu. They have also they have fried chicken. They have salads.
Mm-hmm.
They even have burritos on the menu, but I have to say I did not try the burritos. And their hot dogs are great. They have Chicago-style hot dogs. They also have a good chili. If you want to get chili cheese fries and chili hot dogs. And
wow, something for everybody.
Yeah, it's a great place to go when you're going with the whole family because everybody can order something different if you want.
Mickey's Gyros and Ribs, 525 Harlem in Oak Park.
Right. Yeah, Oak Park. Going to West Side. I haven't been able to get to, I need some South Side restaurants, so I don't have a whole lot of South Sides. Although I have a couple, and I haven't had time to go all the way south. Like a lot, most of the places I have on the South Side are like at 115th, and I'm like,
Well, we'll get some recommendations for you. What's the email for you?
It's beatcopsguide@gmail.com.
BeatCopsGuide@gmail.com. More with Lieutenant Haynes from the Chicago Police Department after a quick break. Can't wait to get to the pie. Back to our Friday Food Police feature. And, Lieutenant, I'm looking at two pies that they are too beautiful to eat, but we'll force ourselves.
Yeah, I went to a Happy Apple Pie Shop at 226 Harrison, also in Oak Park. And, nothing is American like apple pie, so...
Perfect weekend for that.
Right, perfect weekend. And the Happy Apple Pie Shop is a really nice... It's a little place. They don't have any eat-in. They do have a little patio outside. And you can order your pies in advance. They do occasionally run out, but she says they will have enough for this weekend if anybody wants to get it before the 4th of July. So you can walk in there, 226 Harrison. And I sent over some apple pie, which mm-hmm. is the regular apple pie, double crusted. They have two kinds. They have the regular crust and the crumble crust. They're both great, but it just matters what your preference is. I like the regular old-fashioned apple pie.
Yeah, me too. Warm it up with a little vanilla ice cream. And that other pie, what's that on top?
That's a crumble, and that's a strawberry balsamic pie, which you would think when you say it's got balsamic vinegar, it would taste sour, but it's not. It's a sweet balsamic vinegar, and it brings out the citrus and the strawberry.
Well, that's different.
And so this is like real fruit. This isn't like the canned
the filling.
The pie filling stuff. Mm-hmm. This is like fresh.
I did enjoy those McDonald's cherry pies.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't tried one for years. They still sell those?
Yeah, I think, I don't know if McDonald's does, but they do have some in the store, the Hostess one.
Oh, yeah.
You still love the Hostess.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of, actually. Yeah. Oh, man.
But one thing about the apple pie, they peel the apples. They're all fresh apples, and they were perfectly done. But I just had this vision of them all sitting in the back. They say they peel thousands of apples every week to make these pies because they sell a lot of them.
I like fresh apple pie. Wow.
They also make a chess pie. It's like a thick cream pie, and they have chocolate. This week they had chocolate. But they also have lemon and some other flavors of chess pie, which is a southern mm-hmm. delicacy. The story I hear, which is probably apocryphal, is that somebody asked the guy who made it what kind of pie it was, and he said chess pie in his southern accent, so it came out as chess pie.
I like that story. Could be true.
Michelle over at Happy Apple Pie Shop had a different story, and she believes hers is right, that something about it was they would put them on chests in the South. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I like my story better.
Yeah, I do too. Let's mention it again. Happy Apple Pie Shop, 226 Harrison in Oak Park.
Yep.
It's news time coming up on the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Right now we have restaurant and food news, Lieutenant.
Yeah, one thing I forgot to put in my notes just real quick and really stupid is that Kentucky Fried Chicken now has finger sporks that you can get at if you go to Kentucky KFC.
Finger what?
Sporks, the spoon, half spoon.
Oh,
half
right. Fork. Uh-huh.
And they got some you can put on your finger, so it makes it more ergonomic to eat your mashed potatoes.
Stick it right on your finger?
Yeah, I saw the story this morning, and I just loved it. So, all right, so the real news, though.
Uh-huh.
The House of Hwasun, it's a great Chinese restaurant that I've been going to ever since it opened, is moving off of Lincoln Avenue into the old Golden Nugget at 3234 West Irving Park Road. That Golden Nugget kind of shut down suddenly.
Oh, I passed that a million times.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to, when my wife and I moved into our apartment when we were first married, that was the first place we went to was Golden Nugget because there was nothing else open that night.
So the Chinese restaurant's going to open soon?
Yeah, it's supposed to open this month. They should, they, within the next couple weeks. And they're going to add some Korean dishes to the menu, too, which should be interesting.
You know, not far from the old Orange Garden in Irving Park. I finally went there.
Yeah.
They've been there 70 years. I was never there. I got some takeout there. Pretty good.
That was our go-to place when I was a kid. I lived two blocks away, so that's where we went.
Yeah, I think it's up for sale, and Billy Corgan has the sign, but the restaurant's still open.
He's going to restore the sign and put it in his cafe, which we should also
go to his
review.
Tea shop or whatever it is in Highland Park. What else is happening?
Well, you know, one sad thing. The Bridgeport Diner closed yesterday.
I read about that.
It's 35th and Halstead. I used to go there all the time when I was assigned to headquarters, and they had great chicken noodle soup. It's been there 70 years, and they're closing down. So
too bad.
Yeah, you know those old diners, man. There's not that many of them left. There's Jerry's Diner up at Montrose and Western closed down in the pandemic, and it's sad to see that. Yeah.
By the way, when you brought up the Chinese restaurant, I meant to tell you fortune cookies. I got a fortune cookie the other day, and it had a barcode on it with advertising on the back, and then I had another fortune cookie from someplace. Look, sponsored by a cryptocurrency, it says FTX on the back, and again, there's no fortunes anymore. They're just saying. You know, I want an actual fortune. This one says the volatility of life is what makes it fun. I want an actual fortune.
Well, when you go to the place and you open a fortune cookie, you're supposed to add the words "in bed" at the end of it.
Oh, that's right.
Volatility is the fun in bed. it'd be funny if the barcode actually went to a bedding company like American Mattress.
Now you've given somebody a great idea. All right, Lieutenant, I hope you successfully serve and protect and keep us safe this weekend.
I hope so, yeah. Please, be careful with these fireworks. You know, I know everybody does them, but, you know, if you do have a firecracker, put it inside a grapefruit and see what happens. That's what happens with your closed fist. It's a very good experiment to show your kids what happens when they goof around with these things.
Appreciate the tip. Until next Friday.
Hey, let's be careful out here.